Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. This is the Fan Upstate. Welcome in. Great to have you. Hope that you are exceptionally well out there, no matter where you are across the upstate of South Carolina. No, I was good with the I was good with the Becky Black. We can roll some Friday. Got to get down on Friday because it is Friday. It's football Friday.
I just want to give a lesson to all the kids out there. If you fade, never bring the music back in because then it's
very
obvious.
Awkward.
It's very obvious that you. So you're welcome.
To all you future executive producers out there.
Or just a board op like me. So, I mean, if you do that sort of thing. You know,
you're just a board op now?
Yeah, that's all I've ever been.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's why I'm sorry my mic's on. It was an accident. I'll do better.
We got a lot more we got to get to and talk about through the course of the radio program. We took a look. It's not a spectacular college football schedule coming up this week. I mean, it's fine. Alabama, Wisconsin. LSU, South Carolina, for sure. Memphis, Florida State is really only interesting in that it is a narrative game, right? Like, is FSU genuinely and truly cooked? Could they drop one to the Memphis Tigers, or is there a way back?
You say it's just a narrative game, and I know you've talked about how much they paid the coach. But if you lose to Memphis, isn't there a shot that they let him go? And I realize the buyout is probably huge, but I'm guessing Florida has money. Florida State.
Florida State actually has one of the most.
The state of Florida is what I meant, not just, you know.
Florida State has actually one of the most well-funded NIL programs in college football. The money is certainly there. That still doesn't mean that a buyout to Mike Norvell that's north of 18 milli is going to be something they're just, or excuse me, north of annual contract.
So,
north
so
of 18
I don't
milli
want this to happen
buyout.
To anybody, but let's say that Florida State didn't win a game. You still don't think they would get rid of him?
If they go over, yeah, he's gone, as is probably everybody else in that building. If Mike Norvell goes, I think probably everybody else in that building goes with him. I don't think that there is a way around that. Do I expect that to happen? No, I don't think that there's a way that Florida State goes season long with zero wins. But I will tell you that even if they end like 4-8 for Florida State, especially the year after going 13-0 and winning a title game, if they were to go like 4-8 and looking down the schedule, right? Like, Memphis, all of a sudden, doesn't feel like a gimme game. And so we're clear. I do expect Florida State to bounce back this weekend. That was one of my on my Tuesday night hit on BetMGM tonight. Ryan Horvath asked me, like, what's your go-to bets for the weekend? And I had two. It was Bills plus 1.5, and it was Florida State minus 6.5 to bounce back. I think they're probably fine. But Cal beat Auburn. That's not a bad team. I think at this point you have to beat SMU. All right. Like, I know we were all kind of, I think we all kind of got tricked by SMU, and I wasn't the only one. Like, Horvey, big college football guy, he was in on SMU. Lonzo was in on SMU to go to the ACC title game. You got to beat SMU. Turns out they're not that good. Preston Stone just got benched.
Still could happen.
No.
Yeah. No. No. You don't think so?
No. They're all nowhere right. near good enough. Neither is Florida State. So that we're clear.
Well, who's the team and who are the top two teams in the ACC then?
Clemson and Miami.
Wait. How many ACC games has Clemson won?
Are you talking about in the standings right now?
I mean, just
The top three teams right now, well, four teams technically with one win, but one of them has a loss as well. Boston College, Syracuse, Virginia, and Georgia Tech. And I'll be willing to give you right now that field. There ain't but one of those teams that's getting in, and it might be Georgia Tech, but they just lost to Syracuse, so I'm not comfortable.
You're not
going to
give Syracuse any love just because they got a decent quarterback now.
I like Syracuse a lot. I like Kyle McCord a lot. I got to talk to Kyle McCord at ACC Media Days. I'm all in on this kid. I like their new head coach, Fran Brown, a lot. I talked to him for probably 3 minutes at ACC Media Days, and I was ready to strap on a Rydell helmet and go to war for that cat. But they just don't have the dogs outside of that. There are 22 guys that play. They got a great quarterback, a good running back, decent wide receiver core, and outside of that, they just don't have the talent. The ACC title game is Clemson and Miami. I'll book that right now.
All right, I get to Miami. I'm still not sold on Clemson yet. We'll see what they do when they face a team other than App State.
I mean, that's fair.
Georgia was Georgia. Yes,
Georgia was
should
Georgia.
Not have lost the way that they did. They should have done what they did to App State. Now we'll see what happens when they get into the meat of the ACC schedule.
I mean, I'd like to think they clicked. We'll find out. But it's just not a great. It's not a great college football slate this way. I mean, any college football is good college football, but it's not a great slate. Boston College at Mizzou is a top 25 matchup. Oregon at Oregon State is only interesting in that, you know, is Oregon going to get right or did I just dramatically overestimate them? Notre Dame at Purdue is interesting in that this is a chance that I got to think Purdue's probably licking the chops, A. And Marcus Freeman went from a guy that Notre Dame fans were all in with over the last couple of years to a guy that all of a sudden may very well be on the hot seat just like that after a loss to Northern Illinois. A&M at Florida. I mean, I guess that one's kind of interesting. A&M wants to bounce back from the loss against Notre Dame. Florida, Billy Napier is coaching for his job at this point. Billy Napier may not make it out of the season. All right, that's the spot that they're in. So I'm interested in that one to some degree. Looking down the rest of the schedule, as far as games that are important and jump out, Ole Miss at Wake Forest, like this is really going to be. I think this is really going to be the first, I didn't want to say big test for Ole Miss, but it's the first Power 4 game they've played. They've dropped a 76 spot on Furman. They dropped a 52 spot on Middle Tennessee State. This is the first Power 4 football game. It ain't against the good team, but it is the best step up in talent we've seen. So is Jackson Dart going to be able to keep that business going? Georgia's at Kentucky. Is there any interest in that one? A lot of people obviously off on Kentucky after they lost to South Carolina this weekend, but Mark Stoops has got to think right now. That dude went from being celebrated by his fan base to people asking, is he the guy or not? And I think Kentucky's got to at least show up. You got Colorado State at 7:30. I'm only interested in that one because I think Colorado State's winning that game. That is my upset pool game for the wire to wire with Diesel and Bumpers upset game that they're playing. I'm going Colorado State minus seven and a half over or blah, plus seven over Colorado. So that one's interesting to me. Outside of that, like no real night games to jump all over. The 10:30 games aren't that great. It's just not a great slate. It's a good enough slate. I'm obviously going to be looking.
So what you're saying is UFC is on the big TV Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good card. It's a good card up against a weak college football card. So, yeah, I would be comfortable saying that it is a good card. So the answer is yes. Texture said, Rob, bro, look up Georgia's schedule real quick. How hard is it going to be for them to win all them games? We'll see. They got Kentucky this week, and then they're at Alabama next week. I'm not worried about Kentucky. So that we are very clear, I haven't believed in Kentucky under Mark Stoops. A lot of Kentucky fans did. A lot of SEC fans believed this team was taking the next step. I haven't believed in Kentucky yet. I don't see it out of Mark Stoops. I think Mark Stoops is I think Mark Stoops is, I don't want to say in over his head, because I think he's a fine coach, but I don't think he's elevate a middle of the pack SEC team towards the upper echelon coach. So I think Georgia's going to roll Kentucky. I think Georgia's better than Alabama, and you guys know I like Alabama. In fact, I picked Alabama as my conference champion in the Southeastern Conference. I'm not going to weasel my way out of staying with that. I picked them. I'm going to ride that horse till it falls out. But I do think right now Georgia football is just it's a level higher than Alabama's right now. I think that'll be a game. Auburn, they're fine. They lost to Cal. Mississippi State's no good. The stretch you got to worry about if you're Georgia is at Texas on October 19th. In Jacksonville against Florida. And again, I'm not worried about Florida, but that is one of those weird rivalry games. Then you're at Ole Miss and back home for Tennessee. The teams I think can beat Georgia would be Alabama on their best day and Georgia has a bad day. Texas, I think, can beat Georgia, but I think it would take a pretty spectacular showing. Like, I think Texas is good. I think Texas is better than I gave them credit for preseason. I don't think they're as good as Georgia. And frankly, I'm worried about Tennessee. Ole Miss, I'm still working on getting a gauge on.
So in order for my prediction for SEC to come true, Texas will have to beat Georgia.
Yours was Texas to win it.
Yes.
No, because I think Texas can lose that game, still win out, make it to the title game, and have another crack at Georgia. By the way, right now, just so we're clear, the ESPN analytics right now give Georgia a 40% chance of beating Texas. Give Texas a 60% chance of beating Georgia. So ESPN actually likes Texas over Georgia right now. And that game is in Texas. It is in Austin. So that one's interesting. I thought Georgia was going to take a big step. I do think they've taken a step back from last year, the last couple of years. I just don't think it's quite as big of a step back as I give them credit. I thought the loss of guys like Brock Bowers and some of those offensive linemen was going to be a big blow to them. And so far, they've been just fine without him. So we'll see. We'll see. That's a great look. I don't know what direction that's going to go, but I do think that the game of the weekend is taking place in the Cola. I do think the game of the weekend is LSU at South Carolina. And again, I said earlier in the show, it's because of the storylines wrapped into both of these teams. The storyline being, I am telling you, as somebody with a nationally syndicated show, the perception of Shane Beamer outside of the area is that South Carolina is, to some degree, a dog and pony show. The perception about this team is that South Carolina is a team that is largely built on show and not substance. And considering LSU has largely had South Carolina's number, and I don't think that somebody said that to me yesterday. I was on an LSU pod last night, and one of the fans popped up and said, oh, you know, sometimes a team's just got your number. LSU's just got South Carolina's number. And it's like, yeah, but like, are we forgetting the LSU teams before Brian Kelly? Are we forgetting the fact that you're including Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and some of those names in that mix? Like, of course they have. You know who else's number LSU had for a while there? Everybody's. Like, yeah, but it's a team that has taken a step backwards. That is a team I'm comfortable saying has taken a step backwards. So the narrative for South Carolina is this is an opportunity for Shano to prove that what he's doing in Columbia ain't a dog and pony show. That this really is a program that is getting better, that is improving, that is on its way up. And this win, I think, I'm not going to say, oh, this win does that, but it damn sure lights the fuse, right? And you'll still have to, moving forward, you'll still have to have a real good set of games ahead of you. But this would be, to me, this would be the biggest win, and I am including a win over Clemson. This would be the biggest win of Shane Beamer's career.
This is a building block on the way to belief. So if you win LSU, then suddenly you believe as a player, as a team, as a fan base, that maybe this team can win some games that they should not be able to win or supposedly should not have been able to win at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I think it's fair, and that's the narrative. And again, it takes two to tango. There's a narrative over there for LSU as well. LSU's lost three consecutive season openers. They haven't been to the playoffs under Brian Kelly. Like, the belief on the other side is that Brian Kelly's leash is pretty short right now. And especially when you combine the fact that he has not won the games LSU's expected him to win, and he's out there putting video of him grabbing his kicker and berating his kicker for missing a long field goal. A thing that happens.
You know who that sounds like? That reminds me of some other coach that was berating his kicker. One of your favorite coaches of all time, I believe.
Oh, you talking about Herb?
Yeah, because remember, a lot came out about him berating his kicker.
For the record, what came out about Herb was that he physically assaulted his kicker, right? But, again, I want to be clear. I don't like Brian Kelly as a dude or a coach. I'm not a fan.
I mean, he does get a lot of hype, but really, what has he done?
Yeah. I don't like Brian Kelly as a coach or as a dude. So I will say that as somebody with a lot of connections down in Louisiana, there is a narrative here. If Brian Kelly loses this game, Brian Kelly immediately goes on the hot seat, and it could be the South Carolina Gamecocks that put him there. The narrative is big for LSU here as well. This isn't just a game that only matters to one team. It matters heavily to both. So that's why this is the game of the weekend, and it's not because it's a team that we cover, and it's not because, oh, Clemson's off. It's because this is a narrative game. Shane Beamer wins this game, and I think the narrative about Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks begins to change nationwide. Shane Beamer loses this game, and I don't think it does. Everybody's going to go, yeah, well, they beat Kentucky because Kentucky sucks, right? They beat Kentucky because Kentucky stinks, not because South Carolina's good. And LSU just proved that. I like I said, I'll put it this way, and then we got to get to a break. The outcome of this game, to me, there's only two possibilities, right? Usually for a game, you go, there's three possibilities. You look real good, you look real bad, or meh. You walk out of there as a close game, and you go, all right, close game, what are you going to do? It's hit or miss for South Carolina here. You either walk out of here with the eyes of the nation on you, College Game Day broadcasting from C-Lumbia. You either walk out of here with the country going, maybe the Gamecocks are for real. Maybe we should be paying attention to this team now. Maybe we should be giving them a little respect. Or you walk out of here with the eyes of the nation focused upon you, with the nation going, yeah, it's not that South Carolina's a back. It's just that Kentucky sucks. Right? It's just Kentucky sucks. That guy down there coaching that team really is more about the culture building than he is about fielding a good football team. And that's the only two possibilities to me. So with that being the reality here, this is the biggest pressure game of Shane Beamer's career. Not Clemson. All right? Not Clemson. This one. I won't be doing anything but watching. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll take a look at our NFL schedule for the weekend, give you some thoughts, picks, predictions, prognostications, and selections when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take a look up and down your National Football League slate for the weekend. Got some interesting games lined up this weekend. Of course, we started off last night with a 31-10 demo job of the Miami Dolphins by the Buffalo Bills. The Bills just, they just own the Dolphins at this point, right? They just own the Dolphins at this point. We kick it off tomorrow at 1 p.m. The New Orleans Saints on the road at the Dallas Cowboys. A battle betwixt two teams that both have to explain if they're legitimate or not, right? Both of these teams got massive week one victories. Dallas went to Cleveland, beat the hell out of the Browns. New Orleans stayed at home, beat the hell out of the Panthers. And the big question of every show that I've been on this week is New Orleans for real? Is Dallas for real? Or do they benefit from playing crap teams? And the answer to me is, I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know.
What does it do for your belief as a New Orleans fan if they were able to go in there and knock off Dallas and knock them off convincingly?
They beat Dallas. I look at them and go, that's a divisional threat. Not winner, because Tampa looked real good in week one too, right? But I go, that's a divisional threat. That's a team that can win a division title. It is a team that must, if they go to Dallas and beat Dallas, then I look at them as a team that I go, wow, they're going to the wild card if they beat Dallas.
So that shows you believe in Dallas quite a bit, too.
I do. I think yeah. That, but again, that's not new. Dallas always has a spectacular regular season and then craps the bed in the playoffs. That's the narrative. Everybody, like, the narrative is they lose in the playoffs, not the regular season.
Well, Dak did do that thing that a lot of players don't do. He got paid and then went out and actually played well. It seems like more times than not, a player gets a lot of money and then they just kind of dog it.
I mean, we can't pretend like Dak Prescott last year didn't have one of the best regular seasons of any quarterback in the damn league. He's good. It's just not, they're just not clutch in the playoffs. So this game's interesting because there's a chance that one or both or neither of these teams walk away from this game proving anything. We'll find out. Tampa's at Detroit. How about this one? Detroit's favored by 7.5 over Tampa. Despite what Tampa did to the Commanders last week, Baker Mayfield looked like Baker last week. They are still 7.5 points to Detroit.
Come on, man. You got to do it. I mean, you got to.
Baker!
I was going to say, you got to have some still in there.
He looked like a dog last week, like he got that dog in him. Which is interesting because, again, the question mark there was not statement that it would, but the question mark was, without Dave Canales, is Baker going to go be Baker or is he going to be able to run it back? And, again, it's only 1 week, but he ran it back in week one. So this game's very interesting as well. Game one. I'm going Dallas at home to beat New Orleans.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I would, for your sake, I would like to, I mean, what a wedding gift that would be for you if they were actually able to beat Dallas.
Well, the good news is the wedding's next weekend, so I don't have to be sad boy on wedding weekend.
Yeah, but it know? Would be the last New Orleans game before you get married.
That is also so true. It would be a hell of a gift. Derek Carr, if you're listening, just remember who's been saying for 2 years now that you're a future first ballot Hall of Famer. If you want to send a gift, you can just go beat Dallas. I'd be good with that. Because there will be Cowboy fans in attendance, and I would love to be able to, you get it. You get it. Give me Detroit over Tampa at home, by the way, too. I like Baker a lot. I like what Baker's doing a lot. But I think Detroit was a little bit disappointed in their performance against the Rams last weekend. And I think they're better than they showed. Sam Laporta gets involved because the vulnerability of that Tampa defense is the seam route, and nobody runs it better than Laporta. Detroit wins this game. They are 7.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think Detroit wins too. But this has potential to be a really good game. I just hope it's very watchable, because I think it could be.
I think Tampa overperformed week one. I don't think they're as good as they looked.
We'll see.
We will. Indy is at Green Bay. Malik getting the start for the Packers in this one as they host their first home game. The Colts coming to town. Anthony Richardson, really interesting week last week, because on one hand, he had a couple of outstanding throws. On the other hand, he had a bunch of not great ones. I think the opposite of Bryce, right? I've been talking about it all week. Everybody wants to hone in on the two Bryce mistakes, but not the 6 or 7 really good Bryce throws. Opposite for Anthony Richardson. Everybody's dialed in on the really impressive throws and just kind of flat out ignored the fact that he made a lot of throws that were very questionable. But again, no preseason football for Anthony Richardson. Got to get into the groove a little bit. With Malik at the helm, all due respect, give me the Colts to go get the upset win. Well, I guess not really upset. They're actually favored by 2.5.
Yeah, I think Indy will win, but I don't know that there's as much of a drop-off as you think in Green Bay.
From Jordan Love to Malik?
Yeah, I think Jordan Love is a little overhyped.
I mean, I think he's overhyped too, but it's Malik. All due respect. Tennessee Titan hosting the New York Jets. This one's in Nashville, Tennessee. The Jets on the road for the second time as they head down to Music City, USA. Upset call of the week. Give me the Titans at home. They are dogs in this one.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think the Jets go 0-2.
We'll find out. It's not a primetime game, and that's the best thing the Jets have going for them, because they stink in the primetime. San Francisco is at Minnesota. Sam Darnold looked like a wagon in week number one. Will he be able to run it back in week number two? No, 49ers by 50.
Okay, you have to explain the wagon thing. You say he looked like a wagon?
Looked like a wagon.
What's that mean?
It's just a new age phrase for he looked real good.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Not being new age, you don't have crystals, do you? The new age has crystals.
No, the hippies have crystals.
No,
and they always have.
I disagree. I think new age has crystals, but you would know since you're new age. Okay, so I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I agree with you on this game.
San Francisco by a whole lot of points. Let's keep going. Seattle is at New England. New England beat a hampered, depleted, busted up Bengals team. I'm not worried about that loss from Cincinnati, nor that win for New England. Seattle, 3.5-point favorites. I'm going to take them and the cover in this one.
Yeah.
New England's bad. They got lucky. New York, the G-Men at Washington. Jaden Daniels gets his first win. The Washington Commanders are 1.5-point favorites in this one. I am going to say that they not only win, but they cover, and they cover easily. Danny Dimes is getting straight up assaulted and battered by Giants fans for leaving the stadium. I think the confidence is destroyed in the G-Man. Love you, Chris Lewis. Sorry, buddy. Jaden Daniels pops off and looks like a stud this weekend. Give me the Commanders at home to win and cover.
All right, first of all, New Age movement used crystals as a tool for spiritual healing. I'm sorry that I knew that, okay? But I looked it up anyway. And I think the Giants get a win. There's no reason why they should win, but I think Danny has a good game.
You're just hating on Jaden Daniels, that's all. And also, the crystals don't do anything. They're just pretty rocks.
No, I agree with you, but I was right about the thing. So that's
again,
all.
The hippies have been using crystals since the days of CCR, all right? No, it's not a new age thing. It's an old thing.
Okay, so the internet lied. Okay.
Chargers and Panthers, LA 5-point favorites on the road at Carolina. I will take the Chargers to win, but the Panthers to cover and show that they're trending upwards.
What'd you say the line was again?
Chargers -5.
Yeah, no way they cover. Yeah, the Chargers win.
Chargers win, but does Carolina cover?
No, Carolina does not cover.
Okay, they don't cover? So you think they're getting blown out again?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll find out. I'll take the cover. Cleveland is at Jacksonville. Everbank Stadium down in Jacksonville, Florida, the butthole of America. The Jags 3-point favorites in this one. If they start Deshaun Watson, give me Trevor Lawrence to cover this one up easy in a battle of former Clemson quarterbacks.
I think it's a coin flip. But I'll go with Jacksonville.
I don't. I think Jacksonville's not bad. I think they got beat by Miami last weekend. They will beat Cleveland. This one will be convincing. The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. The Ravens a 9-point favorite. They shan't be happy about what happened in Kansas City, Missouri, back in week one. Ravens by 1,000.
I just want to see if white shoes are worn. I think that would be funny. But yeah, Baltimore wins.
Isaiah Likely in the white tap dance shoes from now on.
Patrick Mahomes' advice, wear white shoes. He's right.
Ain't wrong. Let's go to State Farm Stadium out in Glendale, Arizona. That's where the Cardinals will be hosting the LA Rams. Arizona is favored in this game. Why? Give me the Rams to cover. You're giving me a point in this one? I'll take it.
Arizona looked good until they lost, right?
Arizona looked...
Because they were up by a bunch, weren't they, if I recall?
17-3, 17-7?
Yeah, they were up by a bunch, so that means they're capable of scoring.
Oh, I think they're going to be better than people expected.
I'm still going with the Rams.
Yes, correct. I just think, are we pretending the Rams didn't go to Detroit, which might be the best home field advantage in football this year, and take the Lions to OT? The NFC second shortest odds to make the Super Bowl to OT? Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams to cover that up. Easy call for that one and me. Pittsburgh is at Denver in a 425 showdown. Justin Fields expected to get his second start up against Bo Nix. This is the worst thing in the world for Russell Wilson, because the Steelers are going to go beat the Broncos in this game, and then there's going to be a quarterback controversy that there should not be.
Dude, there's no controversy. The starting quarterback is who's probably going to start the entire season is starting this week.
Russell Wilson's getting that job back when he's not injured.
No, he's not. You said he would start. I won this one. But yeah, Pittsburgh wins. Hey, I don't get very many wins or ones that you allow me to have, so you need to give me this one.
If this was Vegas, they wouldn't accept your bet, because he didn't lose the job. He got the job via injury.
This is daggum Greenville, South Carolina.
Are we going to pretend that Justin Fields looked great last weekend en route to six field goals?
You know who he looked better than? Russell Wilson.
Okay. Cincinnati is at Kansas City. Kansas City, 5.5-point favorites. I don't think Joey B is in trouble like everybody else does. He is in trouble in that they're going to Arrowhead for another Kansas City back-to-back home game. Give me the Chiefs to cover 5.5.
You might have been right in the first one, because Joe Burrow, I think, is 4-1 against Kansas City.
Don't care.
I mean, and you know, the Burrowhead thing is still a thing.
That is true. Forgot about Burrowhead.
But it also makes the Kansas City people angry. It's going to be a close game. You know why? Because it's Kansas City, but Kansas City wins.
Do they cover 5.5?
No.
No. And we wrap it up on a Sunday night game. Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud getting it together. The Chicago Bears on the road at the Houston Texans. Houston is favored by 6.5 in this one.
That's disrespectful, I think.
To whomst? Caleb Williams? I agree.
Okay. Who are you picking?
Give me Chicago in the outright win.
Are you serious?
Give me Chicago in the outright
win. All right. This is okay.
I think this is shock weekend for every rookie quarterback that's not Bo Nix.
Come on, dude. Come on. I mean,
okay.
Come on.
See you.
Houston wins this.
See you Monday morning. One way or the damn other.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, at least come to work 2 days next week. I mean, you know.
We'll see how I feel about it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Son of a
yes.
Mother.
We are now tied.
Damn it. That's very frustrating.
You did that to yourself.
Very frustrating. You
know, remember the one time I got to like the last break. I mean, the last segment and did it. You're pretty close, though.
This is the last segment. I waited. I've 28-3'd myself.
You're right. It is the last segment. I have no concept of time.
Carolina, LA, Sunday, the bank. What do we expect?
Do you hate? Does it ever bother you? Do you dread watching a football game? Because you have a rooting interest in a team and you know that they're bad and you want them to be better, but you just got a feeling that they're going to have the other team's going to have like 400 yards of rushing offense against a defense. That's my concern. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to go through like four running backs. He's just going to pick a receiver and turn them into a running back too. I'm worried about this game.
I am not, but I believe that disappointment or being impressed is largely predicated on your expectations, right?
Okay, so you didn't go intelligence. I was a little worried there.
Yeah.
Is it because obviously, you know, knower of ball as opposed to big casual?
Big knower of ball, PhD in ball knowing. Your disappointment or your being impressed by anything, circumstance, situation, entity, whatever, is predicated on your expectations about that thing.
Would eventually they'd pay us to go to the games? I mean, is that possible?
Your Tepper check's in the mail.
Yeah. You want to pay me $5 to go? I'll go. Let's go.
So the question mark is, what's your expectation for this game? And for the record, I don't accept be competitive. That's not good enough for me. What does that look like? What is be competitive? What does it mean?
You know what I'll settle for? And it doesn't really matter, but I would settle for no turnovers. I mean, that would be, I think that would be, a step in the right direction.
Sure.
And I'm not just talking about from Bryce Young, but from the Panthers period, no turnovers. I mean, you can get some turnovers from the Chargers, but don't commit any turnovers yourself.
I think that is an admirable expectation. I think it is an empirical one. It is one that we can get back here on Monday and we can look and go, okay, they achieved that. I do think that, again, sometimes turnovers have to be taken in context. Who was it? I was watching the game last night, and they got to halftime. Tua had been picked off twice at that point. The first interception that, quote, he threw, end quote, hit a receiver right in the damn hands, and he bobbled it.
Well, I get it, but he did throw it.
I mean, again, he threw it, but when you say he threw an interception, to me, that's putting the blame on the quarterback. All he did was hit my man between the numbers in the hands, and the guy bobbled. I don't remember who it was. Was it Waddle, maybe? Hit him in the hands. He bobbled it up into the air. Should have been a clean catch and a first down. Instead, it pops up into the air. Buffalo gets the pick. And so I do think the context matters, right? Like everybody, and they went to halftime, and Herb Street was like, oh, it's a shaky start from Tua Tagovailoa. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was actually a pretty good start from Tua Tagovailoa. Tua had two picks in the first half. Both of them were on the receiver. Both of them. This is why Rob Brown has invented the NHF INT, the not his fault interception. That they're a quarterback, when you look at the box score.
That's where you're going later, the box score.
Yeah, it is, actually. When you look at the box score of a football game, it should say QB name, it should say attempts completion, it should say yardage, it should say touchdown, it should say INT, it should say NHF INT. We should keep track of the not his fault interceptions. Those are the interceptions like, I don't know, you hit a receiver between the numbers in the hands and he bobbles it up into the air and it's picked off that end on the quarterback. It should be when you have Robbie Anderson, Robbie chosen as a practice squad guy who has to be on the field because you're out of bodies, who just very clearly runs the wrong damn route.
I was wondering the other day if he was still in the NFL.
He is.
Thank you for confirming that.
That's who was running around last night when Tua looked out to the right, recognized that he was going to have a double combo route that was out there that was going to have Robbie chosen running a stop on the right-hand side, and I believe Waddle on the inside running a go route, which in that spot, you're going to have Robbie on the outside running a go route and was going to have Waddle running a stop route underneath him. And what that should have done is it should have held the cornerback. It should have held the cornerback. It should have had the deep side safety roll over to go with the go route that Robbie Anderson was going to run. But what ended up happening instead was both receivers out there ran a stop route And Tua threw it as if it was going to be a go route, which if Robbie Chosen would have run it, it would have been open. But Robbie turned and sat down in the hole. Tua flung it out to where the go route would have been. And because the cornerback wasn't threatened, he just ran over to it and picked it off. Tua Tagovailoa had three picks. Two of them were NHFs, not his faults. And that's the kind of stuff that drives me up a wall. So the point here is, to circle back to the beginning, whether or not you are impressed or disheartened is almost exclusively going to be predicated on what your expectations were, right? If I told you tomorrow you get a winning lottery ticket and you didn't expect to get a lottery ticket, your $250 winning lottery ticket feels real good. But if I was to tell you you're going to win the lottery tomorrow and you've spent all your money on Powerball tickets, and then I hand you a $250 prize, you're going to be like, oh, all right, all right. So my question is, what expectations do you have for Carolina? Lonzo says no picks, which I think is a fair, or excuse me, no turnovers, which I think is a very fair one. It is hard to empirically prove, but I'll tell you how I can get a gauge or not about whether there's fight out of a team. I need to see the offensive and defensive line win the line of scrimmage. I know you don't have Derrick Brown. You don't have Derrick Brown the rest of the year. You got a decent set of ends out there, Jadeveon Clowney being one of them. To me, I got to see Carolina win the scrimmage battle. I got to see the run yardage of L.A., held to under 4 yards a carry, 4.5 yards a carry, and I got to see Carolina's over that mark. If I see that, shows me they got some fight. My expectations are compete. I don't particularly care about the win or the loss. I care that at the end of the game, I can come on here Monday and go, proud of the way that team fought. Now let's clean up the X's and O's. I think getting the mentality right comes first.
You almost got me, by the way. I just realized my mic wasn't on before I hit the sounder, and I looked over. I was like, oh, that was a near miss. All right, the first thing that's X-ing. And I got to tell you, the way I wrote it, I thought it said Paul Newman because my writing's so bad. I was like, why is Paul Newman trying it? But it's Paul Heyman.
You played yourself? That's pretty impressive.
No, I just can't write.
I have no idea why Paul Heyman is trending. I'm going to be honest. I haven't been on Twitter a lot this morning.
All right.
So a lot of these are going to be guesses.
So tonight, the only confirmed match is for SmackDown is the first one, a cage match between Cody and
Brock Lesnar.
The tribal chief. Current tribal chief.
Really?
So the reason why it is trending is people believe that the true, that's him.
The OTC?
Not only him, but the true bloodline returns. I don't know who that is, but yes.
It's only him, unless they're going to pair him up with Rocky again. But
well, Jimmy.
Oh, that's true.
Been missing for
a
while.
You do a Jimmy, man. That's true.
And there's another brother who I believe they signed and is not a part of the bloodline.
There is one more.
Yes.
There's a lot.
So, and who knows? Maybe Jay shows up.
That's fair.
Or maybe Sammy shows up. Who knows?
Sammy is an honorary ooze from the OG bloodline.
And keep in mind what's coming here pretty soon.
What is next? I don't even know what's next.
So I believe it's
Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, that is. But, I mean, after that will be Survivor Series, I think.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
So. Which is 100% going to be
War Games.
OTC v. Yeah.
Without a doubt. Okay. So hopefully that happens tonight. And they have a new home. They're on USA now. So no longer on Fox because Fox is, I guess, going to start playing football games.
Yep.
On Friday nights.
All right. You are correct.
The next thing, X-ing, speaking of football, he may not be awake right now, but Al Michaels is X-ing.
I am going to say, because I beat the hell out of Al Michaels all last year, it felt better last night, right? Felt like maybe he had a stern talking to. Al, we're paying you $100 million a year to call one game a week. Maybe wake up. Like, maybe show up. It felt like he was more there. And I sincerely do wonder if Herbie was in his ear a little bit, like, hey, dude, come on, man. Like, you're hurting me now at this point.
Or maybe he taught his dog to growl at Al when he tries to drink some more.
That's
when he's reaching for that glass, the dog is growling, and he's like, okay, that's enough. So I think it's a mix of a little bit, but
sure.
He is getting paid a lot of money to be at least somewhat interesting. All right, and finally, the last thing that's X-ing is Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th, and It is also, ladies and gentlemen, it is also the first last Friday, got to get down on Friday, that I will be with you this month.
I know we are a team.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here either. So, I mean,
that it, well, you will be here.
No, I won't.
Oh, you're not coming in?
Dude, I don't, well.
I mean, I thought you were in next week on vacation the week after that.
I'm in for like a day next week.
Yeah, okay. Well, we will be here Monday. We will be here Tuesday. We will be off Wednesday all the way until the end of the month. So, you know.
You always make me feel so important.
Really, flattery is what I'm best at.
You are so good at it.
Making everybody else feel very special.
Even though you lost the game.
You son of a...
Make sure you tune in tonight to Bumpers.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Bumpers from 3 to 7 this afternoon. And then Bet for the Cycle tomorrow, noon to 4 on the BetQL Network. Y'all have a great football weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. We'll see you back here on Monday to do it all over again and hopefully be better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.